From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is best-selling author and geriatrician, Dr. Luis Aronson. Welcome!
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I am so happy you're here. Dr. Aronson's book, which is a finalist for the Pulitzer, is Elderhood. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home.
Wildflowers and wild.
First up is Claudia Rankin's poetry and essay collection, Citizen, an American Lyric, which is about racial aggressions that Black people face in their daily lives. This is an issue that is being discussed much more in the mainstream these days, and it addresses the stress it puts on people and makes readers question what is expected of citizenship when you are a person of color. Why this pick, Louise?
This is probably my favorite book of the 21st century so far, and one of my favorites of all time. And what I love about it is not just the topic, but how she gets at it. I mean, to me, this is what great literature is. Also, she uses visual art. So you've got all these different literary forms. You've got poetry, but it's like accessible. It's like the way spoken word is more accessible. And then she also speaks in a collective, because she talked to lots of people and had them send her their experiences. Mm-hmm. So it'll say I or you, but it's not just a single person's experience. And I just found it so powerful, so moving, and so original. And to me, that's the point of great art.
That's Claudia Rankin's book, Citizen, an American Lyric. Get it at your favorite bookstore. Your next pick is the podcast Nocturnus. Now, the show features stories told by healthcare professionals. Emily Silverman, a doctor at the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, is the host, and you can listen to their audio diaries of healthcare workers' experiences during COVID-19. And they also just launched a new audio documentary called Black Voices in Healthcare. Now, Louise, how does this speak to you, this podcast? How does this speak to you as a doctor, and what can us non-doctors learn from this podcast?
Well, so it's not just sort of like doctors and nurses. It's like the guy who drives the truck that carries the oxygen tanks to sick children with cancer. And they'll have a theme for each podcast and pull together all these voices from across the country. And it's so moving. Like, I do this walking my dog, and I can be walking down the street crying or smiling. And then Ashley McMullen, another young doctor at UCSF, is just compiling Black voices in healthcare. And I think we're seeing a lot about healthcare and a lot about Black lives. And I think the intersection of the two is so powerful and moving. So I love this podcast. And it was started initially for people in health, but let's face it, like, we've all got bodies. We're all in health at some point.
Right, right. That's the podcast of Nocturnus. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And your final pick gives you, the audience, a lot to pick from. It's an article on the website Purple Clover that lists 20 must-see movies about old age. And this ranges from the old school film Cocoon to the sci-fi film Majority Prime, which is about a widow comforted by a hologram of her late husband. What's your favorite film about older adults, Louise?
Ooh, well, I picked a list of 20 because I'm not good at favorites.
I know.
You nailed me on that, so that's a problem. I was actually thinking of putting Amour up there, but it's a tough, tough, tough movie. But I am a geriatrician, and at this moment where we're hearing a lot about, like, old lives don't matter, or I'm not going to wear a mask because I'm not old, in the first place, young, horrible things are happening to young people. Young people are getting sick in way greater numbers. And I almost put up the site End Ageism San Francisco, which people should look at too, because they have these photographs there that shows the same person, young and old. And we have to remember that there's an old person inside us growing as we go through our lives. And I just wanted people to have a selection of, you know, different things touch different people. It's actually not the most sort of ethnically, racially diverse group, but that speaks more to Hollywood, a little bit to American old age these days. But I think it humanizes people, because if, as a geriatrician, my key message for everybody is, like, just because you're old doesn't mean you're not still a human being.
Okay, so you have a lot to pick from to watch. That's the Purple Clover website list, 20 must-see movies about old age. I've been speaking with author Dr. Louise Aronson. Her book is Elderhood, and you can watch my interview with her. Yes, actually watch my interview with her on the Bay Area Book Festival's YouTube channel. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Christopher Agusa and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.